Dan.
What's going on, Will?
We got another episode of Safety Stock. That's what's going on. Are you excited?
We sure do. Pumped.
Yeah. Did you enjoy any of the Kentucky Derby, whether that was watching it or even putting a little wager on any horses?
I did. It's one of the few things I actually do bet on is the Kentucky Derby. And I did hit with Rich Strike. I only put a dollar, though, because I am, you know, a high roller over here. But I did win with Rich Strike, but I did lose with my bigger bets. But, you know, only down $9 from all my bets. So I'll chop that one as a win.
Yeah, but Rich Strike is an 80 bagger. That's a pretty good one.
You know, you get a little buyer's remorse at the end. It's like, should I just put $10 down on Rich Strike? But, whatever.
Yeah, it's okay. One of our greatest horse races did complete, and look forward to the Preakness coming up next. We'll see if Rich Strike can take the Triple Crown. I do not think he will be a betting favorite. Dan, we've got pretty interesting items.
Yeah, let's get everybody up to date over what's happened the last few days and over the weekend as well. China lockdowns have continued. Shanghai, which has been pretty much grounded for the last 5 weeks, it's still under tight restrictions as they try to aim for zero COVID cases. And now nation's capital, Beijing, is starting to put more restrictions in as well. So anybody who has manufacturing in that northern area or is shipping out of the ports of Shanghai, just be on alert here because we're starting to enter those peak manufacturing months, especially for the holiday season, which is just crazy to think about that it's the holiday season is only 6+ months away from now. Shopify delivered its acquisition of shipping logistics startup Deliver for $2.1 billion, continuing its push to the fulfillment side of the house, similar to what Amazon has done with their brands. But year to date, Shopify stock is pushing down 75%.
Ouch.
Yep, definitely taking a hit.
That hurts the portfolio.
Yep, it does. So does most stocks these days, but that's okay. And then the last thing, baby formula shortage we're starting to see take shape. It's been like this for the last 6 months now, but 7 states have seen a rise in out of stock, pushing close to 50%. And it's really impacting everyone. And I know, Will, you're at a different stage now where it's not impacting your day-to-day, but anecdotally, my sister-in-law has seen this on the shelves of California, where it's been completely sold out, and going store to store and trying to stock up as much as you can on baby formula.
Doing the grocery shopping for the family, when I'm, you know, going up and down the aisles, when I am passing by both the diapers and I am passing by the infant formula, I'm always like, yes, I'm not paying for these two things, which is great because both of them are expensive. You know, the interesting thing is that you can tell the shelves for items that aren't being locked up. You can see it. They're a lot of times they're empty. And from November of 2021 to now, 31% of the time there have been out of stocks on those shelves for items. And so we're not talking about the traditional 2-8% where, you know, maybe you see one item that's not on there. You know, a third of the items that you expect to see on there, they're not there. Other times, if you're passing by the shelves and you're like, okay, well, they're keeping these items because they're high value. There's a reason if you had to steal them, why you would want to steal them. They're locked up and you're only able to get one, you know, maybe two. You're being put on restrictions in some places of how much you can buy. Dan, are you seeing that as well?
I mean, I'm not in the market, obviously, right now for
your sister, my friend, your sister. Yeah. Anything you hear from her?
Yeah. No, there's definitely, I mean, they're all out of stock. And I think one of the stories she said was her mom went to 7 different stores just to find baby formula, which I don't know. It sounds, you're driving around looking for stores. That's just something you, just a waste of time at the end of the day.
And it's stressful too. You know, as you think about it, okay, so you're having a lot of women that are having kids, they are working. And so, you know, it's tough because you have to find time to pump, you know, if you're supplementing with breast milk and doing formula, depending on your child's age, or if you're just starting with formula, it's difficult. And it's stressful. You have a lot of things that you're already worrying about. This is a hard time. And so compounding this with supply chains issues is something that's a big stressor. So for all of the families out there that are dealing with this, we sympathize with you. And, you know, obviously you're in our thoughts on that side of it. Dan, when you think about the people that are making formula, these are not small companies. You know, if I read out the top three in terms of market share, Nestle, who owns Gerber, Danone or Danone, who is a French company, but obviously they are big in that milk space. And then Reckitt Benckiser. And from that side, three huge companies. Abbott, who is really big in the U.S., and their top brand or name brand is Similac. They are currently going through an issue with the FDA and that with recalls and a whistleblower complaint where their Sturgis, Michigan facility is actually down, not producing, and they're trying to get it back up.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about because all the manufacturers are producing at full capacity, and you hit it on the head as well with those product recalls. You also have historic inflation, and what you're seeing is that a lot of customers are sharing images of stores. This one's Walmart, even though they didn't confirm that they have a policy, but constraints on how many you can buy. Similar brought us back to the days of COVID where there was rationing like toilet paper, paper towels, or even rotisserie chickens of late, which I don't know who wouldn't buy more than one of those at a time. But those things are starting to take place now where it's just rationing control. And to your point, it is a stressful time. So you feel for those people who are going through this and just need baby formula.
Yeah. And, you know, there's other things that go into it from a supply chain perspective. You know, the powdered formula is a lot of times done in aluminum or aluminum tins or aluminum cans. And so from that side, you know, aluminum right now is in the highest demand in that maybe it's ever seen. And that if manufacturers that are producing, if you're thinking about an aerosol can, if you're thinking about a beer can, whatever it may be, their capacity is booked all the way out for 2022, all and some of it going into 2023. There's a ton of demand and a ton of people looking for those products. And so when you take out some of the supply, specifically with Abbott, and you have a lot of demand for these items, you're going to see shortages. And unfortunately, right now, baby formula has been part of it. The other thing to think about is that baby formula is very highly regulated. You have to go through a ton of steps with the FDA, both to show efficacy, making sure that it works, showing what ingredients you have, the testing, et cetera. You can't just willy-nilly decide, hey, I'm going to go make infant formula. It just doesn't happen. And so these instances that people are going through, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time to get worked out. It's not going to be like all of a sudden you're going to turn on breweries for hand sanitizer and you're going to make a bunch more. In those instances, Dan, where can people reach out if they have any questions that they want to contact us with?
Yeah, if this is impacting you guys, please reach out to us at hello@anvil.com. We want to dive more into this and you may see us start talking about this later this week in a future episode.
Yeah. And so go ahead and subscribe. Go ahead and listen to us wherever you get your podcast, whether it be Spotify, Apple, or if you want to, you know, recommend it to a friend. We always like hearing from you people. And with that, we will talk to you all soon.